Well, okay, now y'all had to eat with, you had just regular utensils. What would you season food with?
Oh, pepper and salt, and all seasoned garlic, and
yeah.
I tell you, I've been having good eating all my days, better than average. I'll tell you that. That's the way.
I'm sure.
And as far as cooking, I tell you, your Italian cooking, it'll compete with anybody's.
Mm.
And in my days, I mean, one thing we had here was an advantage. We was on this lake, and we had a lot of fish, fresh fish.
What kind did you catch?
All kinds.
What did you use for bait?
We had a net.
Yeah.
A seine.
I'd seine the lake?
Yeah, we used to seine the lake two or three times a week.
And what kind of fish? Did you get a lot?
Any kind. That was a, you know, we just, they didn't bother us. They didn't bother us about it because they know we just got it for food. We didn't buy it. We didn't get it for sale.
Mm-hmm.
We'd come in from the fields and go down the lake and carry your seine and make a haul or two and catch you some fish and come up and cook it. We used to eat at 10 o'clock at night, 10:30.
Man, y'all had it made then. You got fresh fish.
Fresh fish, that's right, all summer.
Kill it and then go up and cook it.
Now, we did it. Well, see, the tenants, the sharecroppers, see, they would pull the seine. And we'd help when we were small at that time. Me and my cousin would run through the willows and scare the fish out. Oh, we catch just all kind of fish. We was raised up on it. That lake was, they don't tell them how many fish were in that lake.
What are the biggest ones you caught in there?
In the seine, you'd catch them 10 pound catfish.
You get those kind of big, real big buffalo here?
Buffalo, yeah, had buffalo. My cousin have caught one. I've had to take out the lake one day, about 35, 40 pound catfish on a trout line in front of the house.
Do you ever use a small fish for bait?
Yeah. So, not shiners, spot tails. Yeah, when you go fishing.
Shiners, any sort of shiners. Just little old mint.
Yeah. Oh, we've cooked them shiners. You clean them.
They're right. Sucker fish, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can eat them?
The shiners, they call them. It's a little bigger one. Now, not a, you know, a spot tail, the one you fish with. I mean, you go catch a crappie thing with. But the shiners are different.
Yeah. Now, when you kept hogs, if the weather made a turn on you and got warm again, your meat would...
Oh, yeah, it'd go, you'd have to...
Your meat would get...
Get soft. You'd have to take it out and put it in an ice box.
Well, would the meat ever go so bad you'd say it would get...
Spoil?
Yeah.
We have thrown meat away, yeah.
When it...
If you get a rainy, real long rainy spell in the warm weather in the wintertime, see, you'd have it in that meat house and you'd have to... Damp weather would do it. But we always took it out before it went bad. I mean, we wouldn't let it go bad.
Before it?
Spoil. Sour up.
How would you say it tasted?
What's that?
The meat. You'd say the meat tasted or smelled when you were checking to see.
Oh, well, yeah, you'd smell it. Sure you could.
It would get... You'd say the meat get...
It gets just spoiled. What do you mean?
Would you ever say the meat got funky? Did you ever hear that?
No, well, yeah, but not too much. You know, you wouldn't let it go that far. You do throw it away.
What does that mean?
Huh?
Funky. When you said the meat got...